Now, I've mentioned about Jeshwar Sangyi Dorje giving me the Tara initiation and the Tara practice. I want to say a little bit more about him. Green Tara represents compassionate action. And I've always associated Jeshwar Sangyi Dorje in my mind with compassionate action. First of all, because yes, he's a very compassionate person, but his compassion gets embodied in action. It doesn't just remain in his heart or in his mind. And I've recently been hearing that one of the things that he has been doing, one of the things that he's been emphasizing, is the release of animals and birds from captivity. This is one of his practices. And also, another thing that he has been doing is emphasizing the importance of being a vegetarian. He did say recently in an interview that he didn't become a vegetarian himself until he was 46. Because he was, after all, born and brought up in Tibet, where it isn't easy to be a vegetarian. But he says that in this talk, now that he's in India, it's easy to be a vegetarian. He says that people in India, Buddhists in India, Buddhists in the West, where it's easy, where it's possible to be a vegetarian, they should be a vegetarian. And this is something which is very much in accordance with my own thinking. Because it seems to me that if one does claim to be a Buddhist, and if one does claim to be practicing the first of the five precepts, then one very obvious application of that practice of the first precept is to be a vegetarian. So this has been the emphasis of Jeshwar Sangyi Dorje very, very strongly in recent years. And there's a little story that I've heard recently that I'll share with you. Apparently, a certain Lama went to stay with Jeshwar Sangyi Dorje. And as he was staying with him, he placed a photograph of his own teacher on Jeshwar Sangyi Dorje's shrine. And when Jeshwar Sangyi Dorje saw it, he said, "Take that photo away from my shrine." He said, "I don't want a meat eater's photo on my shrine." So it had to be taken away. That is that sort of lama, as he does. He's not always necessarily very polite, his intention is to teach the Dharma. And if you really want to teach the Dharma, and if you don't want to dilute the Dharma, well, sometimes you have to be a bit rough, or even apparently a little bit rude. So this was a little story that I heard recently, and it did seem quite characteristic of Jeshwar Sangyi Dorje. But the most recent news I have of him is that, a month or so ago, he just went off on his wanderings again, even at the advanced age of 95. And it's always been his custom, just to walk out, to go off somewhere else, to wander off to some other holy place, to some other shrine, or up into some other range of mountains. So even at his advanced age, it seems, he's still doing this sort of thing. So I don't know exactly where he is at the moment. Somewhere in Nepal, somewhere in India, somewhere in Tibet, I don't know. Maybe nobody knows. But no doubt in due course we'll get further information about his whereabouts. So that's Jeshwar Sangyi Dorje, from whom I received the green Tara initiation. I did subsequently receive other green Tara initiations from other teachers, one of whom was Jamyang Khyentse Rinpoche and the other from Dzogchen Rinpoche. So I feel very fortunate that I had this particular initiation from all three of these great teachers.